Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Tim Sanders of Southridge Baseball. What do you feel that makes Southridge, the program, such a contender for the league and the state year in and year out?
Well, obviously talent. I mean, we've been blessed to have great players and quite frankly, players that have bought in. You know, a lot of the things that I see happening in other programs possibly or whatever, our kids they've bought in over the years, and they might not be the best, but when we kind of start going down how we're going to play the game, it's the buy-in has been phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But obviously talent, we've been blessed with talent. We've been blessed with kids that have bought into the program and really, really care about the brand and would fight to the end for it. And, you know, coaches and consistency with the coaches, and you know, it's been a pretty solid run over the years.
So I want to bring this in as a parent who I've had you coach my kids and I've had you coach against my kids, and I think objectively you're one of, if not the most disciplined people in your approach and your expectations, you know, for your players, for your program. You know, you just talked about buy-in from your kids. I've raved, you know, when my son played against you guys in high school, that, you know, between games, high school doubleheader, you got to have players go out and prep the field between games. And I've seen my kids' teams and other teams, coaches yelling, reminding these guys. You don't see that at Southridge. Those guys that aren't playing, they shoot out of that dugout. They get that field ready. So the coaches and the guys that are playing are prepping for the next game. Where does all that discipline and that approach come from for you?
Well, there's a name that, you know, I was a receiver at Kennewick High School many, many years ago and pretty much undersized and didn't have very good foot speed. And I was a perimeter blocker because we didn't throw the football. But Ed Troxel, mm-hmm. Was my many of our football coach. And so I would sit there at receiver and watch him run tracks on the option that we ran. And we did it and we did it and we did it. And I kept standing and watching. And it was this machine, this meticulous, like, this is what we do and we don't care if you know what we do.
Yeah,
we're gonna beat you at it. And so it was kind of weird, my playing days in that, when I played in college ball and that, I took a different perspective on it. I looked at it like through the coach's eyes a little bit, and I felt like I was like, I don't know, I sat back, and I can still tell you, you know, inside veer and outside veer, and I didn't ever carry the ball. You know, I kind of looked at those things, and Ed was meticulous about it. And my fear of not being prepared and my fear of having our program step on the field against somebody and not being prepared it keeps me up at night. And I'll rewrite practice plans 14 times and then show up and already send it out to the coaches. And then when they get there, I said, there's been a couple changes, and they just laugh. And it's like, we go to practice, like, does anybody know what we're doing? I'm like, no, but I'm going to go sweep the dugout now. But it, you know, there's fear of not being prepared and just some of those folks along the way that, you know, Ed really impressed upon us, like, if you're going to do it right. And we're going to do it until we get it right. And that's probably where that comes from.
Do you think what you've done with, like you talked earlier about kids buying into the program, clearly at Kennewick, when Coach Troxel was there, kids, everybody bought into that program. You were there. I was there at the end of Coach Troxel's time coaching. Is there something you saw in what he did that you looked at as a coach that said that's how he got everybody on the same page, whether that kid was going to play every play or play two plays in a year?
Well, first and foremost, he loved and cared for every one of his players, and mm-hmm. everybody knew it. And people would run through the wall for him. And I don't measure up to it. Nobody does. You don't measure up to that. But at the end of the day, you know, I like to say that I'm available to my kids. I try not to ever, never be unavailable. My mm-hmm. door is always open, and if they want to talk about it, I'll be brutally honest with them. And but I feel like it was that caring for those student athletes, and that was the legacy he left behind. And he knew all their names, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing what he
knew
did.
You in the hall.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Everybody.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Tim Sanders.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.